Thank you for tuning in to this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Wallbridge, Ohio. This weekend's homily was given by Father Eric Schild, pastor here at St. Jerome, on Sunday, May 12th, 2019, the fourth Sunday of Ordinary Time. Now here is Father Eric.
Well, as I thought about this gospel passage and the theme of the Good Shepherd and that whole sense of Jesus saying that I will never let go of my sheep, I was reminded of the movie Titanic. Okay, so let me just give you how this all works in my head, which I know you're going, what? How is this happening here? But, spoiler alert, the boat sinks. Okay, so just got to tell you that. Okay, so the movie Titanic, if you haven't seen it, beautiful scene, beautiful love scene at the end where the boat's going down and the two main characters, Jack and Rose, are floating on a piece of wood or floating on something, and she's got a hold of his hand and Jack is ready to succumb to hypothermia and die, and she looks him in the eyes and it's just so beautiful and she says, "Jack, I'll never let you go." And then he dies, and then she's like, "Oh, you're cold and dragging me down," and then she lets him go. But nonetheless, it was beautiful when it lasted, you know? And it's like, "Oh, I'll never let you go. How wonderful, how beautiful," all that stuff. Anyway, you know, and you got Jesus, the Good Shepherd, who also says, "I'll never let you go." But he actually doesn't let us go unless we swat his hand away and we fight with him to get out of that grasp. He wants to kind of keep us there. He wants to keep us as his sheep. He wants to keep us close to him. But unfortunately, especially in times where we feel like we're on the Titanic and the boat's going down, you ever have those times in your life where you're like, "Ugh, this is just not good." You know, again, recently, I've just felt a bit overwhelmed with the move and all the goodbyes and all this type of stuff, you know, and I was talking to the bishop. I saw him the other day, and he said, "Eric," he goes, "how are you doing with the move and all this type of stuff?" And I said, "Bishop, I'm a bit overwhelmed," and I said, "I feel like I'm just hanging on by a thread." And he said, "Well, thank God that thread is Jesus Christ." I went, "Well, look at you, Bishop Smarty Pants, thinking that you're all like, I guess you're the, this is the reason that you get to wear the big hat and all that, because, you know, that's a good answer. That's a good response, you know?" And it's true. When we feel like we are holding on by a thread, that thread is Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd, who's got a hold of us and wants to continue to pull us in closer to himself. But how often do we kind of push him away? How often do we swat that hand away? How often do we think that we can handle it or we got it? Or in anger or frustration or confusion, we just kind of push that hand away. The reality, my friends, on this Good Shepherd Sunday is when we stay close to our Lord, when we reach back out and grip his hand, that's when we tend to be the good shepherds that we need to be ourselves. Because when we think about it, all of us here in this church are all called to be shepherds in some way, shape, or form. You know, to all of you moms, you shepherd a lot of people. You shepherd your kids. You shepherd your husband. You shepherd a lot of people that just kind of come into your life. You shepherd them. Dads do the same thing. Grandparents do it in a very specific way. Priests do it. Religious do it. Even the students who are here, you are looked to by some in your class as leaders and friends. You have the opportunity to shepherd. And if we remain connected to Jesus the Good Shepherd, if we continue to hold his hand and hold him close to us, that's when we become good shepherds. That's when we become the people that we need to be. That's when we positively impact other people. We see that in so many moms this day. Again, I think of my own mom who is connected with Jesus, the Good Shepherd. And so she, throughout our lives as kids, has held us close. Not in an unhealthy, protective way, but she has held us close like Jesus, the Good Shepherd. You know, and now granted, both of her hands have really had to be used mainly for my brothers to bring them back in, because she didn't have to worry about me, obviously, naturally. But nonetheless, you know, she's had to use those hands to pull them back. I sometimes wonder how often if my brothers realize that I rip on them in homilies. I don't think that they listen to these things online, but they should probably to hear what I'm saying about them. They could have been priests to have that opportunity with me. They didn't do that. So nonetheless, I digress. But you look at the good examples of mothers. That's what they do. They mimic Jesus, the Good Shepherd. You look at priests on this Good Shepherd Sunday and this World Day of Prayer for Vocations. Again, we think about the priests in our lives who have been good shepherds. What do? They mimic Jesus, the Good Shepherd. They hold their people close to them. They're there for them when they need them. They're there for them to care for them, to preside at funerals and weddings. They're there for them to, again, give them the Eucharist and to hear their confession. They're there for them. That's when priests are good shepherds. But again, we also see what happens when people let go of Jesus' grasp. When people kind of say, I got this on my own, and I'm going to go off on my own and do it. And that's when serious damage happens. That's when bad mothers happen. When, again, they become detached from the hand of Jesus Christ. That's when bad priests who do unthinkable things happen because their hand becomes detached from Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd. And I don't know that we always realize what our actions do to people. I don't know that we always recognize that when we shepherd others, whether it's your kids or your grandkids or the person at work or whoever it is, I don't know if we always recognize just how much our actions can positively or negatively impact somebody or people for generations to come. I mean, literally, generations to come. You know, I think about the whole priest sexual abuse thing, and I think about how literally that has impacted the church for generations to come. Because, again, these people have gotten away from Jesus' hand and have done these awful crimes. And that has impacted the church in awful ways and will continue to impact people's perceptions of the church. And unfortunately, when we do those things, you know, or when moms behave badly or dads or whatever, sometimes we all get lumped in. And that's part of the issue that we have when we become bad shepherds. And I think today, in a specific way, as we think of priesthood, we think of the World Day of Prayer for Vocations, we think of those things, I think about how people's perceptions of priests have changed because of the actions of a few. And again, it has been extremely hurtful to the church. But think about people's perceptions. I was thinking about this the other day, and so I wrote down a few, and I think that these are just kind of apropos to be able to say today. And some of it comes from the fact that we've had bad shepherds, and some it's just because people get these perceptions in their mind, and it's a good thing to kind of get rid of those perceptions. And so, here's one. I just don't want to pray all day. I wish that were the case, you know? I wish that were the case for priests, that we just had all day to sit around and pray. Now, we're praying in the midst of the whole day and all of that, but again, I think people sometimes have this perception that priests just kind of sit around in a monastery and pray all day. Again, the monks do that. I would have never been accepted into a monastery. Number two. Only working on Sundays is probably nice, but I don't know what else I'd do throughout the week. People say that, you know. Well, it must be nice to just have a Sunday gig. Thanks, okay, for not at all understanding priesthood. I want something that makes me some money. I want some money. I want some more money. I want more and more money. I need money, money, money. Again, as I always look at people and say, I have what I have ever wanted. I have what I've ever needed. This one comes up. This came up last night at a wedding reception. I had the wedding of two of my former students. Beautiful, wonderful. And again, there was a bunch of graduates from Stritch that I've known throughout the years, many that I haven't seen in a while. And again, I know the one who has been going through some stuff. And, you know, I said, well, you know, maybe you need to consider priesthood. And he said, I like women too much. And I said, yes, you do. And that has gotten you in the situation that you're in right now because you got in an awful relationship. She just dumped you, and now you're in an awful position. Maybe you should become a priest, and maybe you do like women too much. I'm just going on my thing here, okay? Just get me wound up at a wedding reception, and you're going to get it. Okay? Of course, because of the scandal, priests are all child molesters and pedophiles. Again, that is something that now has crept into our culture, and people are all suspicious of priests and things like that, and obviously very, very hurtful for us who are trying to live out the life faithfully. But we recognize that there are more married men who have done that than priests. That doesn't make it okay by any means, but it does mean that just because there are a few bad apples, that doesn't put the rest in that category. Whether a mother behaves badly, a father, a priest, a doctor, a nurse. And then this one is always something. I think people think that priests don't have fun. And I'm like, obviously you have not met me. Because I'm having a great time. Are there some curmudgeon-y priests out there that you would assume have no fun? Yes, there are. We know curmudgeon-y priests. I know they're my brother priests, and I got to deal with them at priest gatherings. And I'm like, you just need a little fun in your life. But the far majority of us have a wonderful time doing what we're doing. My friends, I think as we look today, we realize just how much perceptions can change and become people's reality because of bad shepherds. Because we get away from Jesus, the good shepherd, because we try to swat his hand away, and that literally can affect our families and our society and our churches for literally generations to come. And so I pray that this day on Good Shepherd Sunday and on Mother's Day that we take very seriously our call to follow Jesus the Good Shepherd and recognize that his hand is there and his grasp is tight. But again, we're the ones who can swat it away, you know, and he's not going to force us to do anything. And so, my friends, especially when it feels like the Titanic's going down, when we feel like we're only hanging on by a thread, today we realize that that thread is Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd, who continues to hold on to us and bring us close to him.
Thank you for tuning in to this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Walbridge, Ohio. This weekend's homily was given by Father Eric Schild, pastor here at St. Jerome. Make sure to tune in each week as Father Eric unpacks the scripture from the weekend and shares real-life stories that will help bring scripture to our lives. Please join us for Mass Tuesday through Friday at 8 a.m., Saturdays at 4:30 p.m., and Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. God bless.